Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up after that shooting yesterday in Houston, we'll look at Australia, where there hasn't been a mass shooting since 1996.
But first, Democrats are moving to reverse the Supreme Court's recent ruling that some private corporations don't have to provide contraception coverage based on their religious beliefs. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled in favor of the family health corporation Hobby Lobby, which didn't want to cover 4 of 20 forms of contraceptives, all of which are mandated under the Affordable Care Act. Senate Democrats yesterday filed a bill that would restore the requirement that for-profit businesses provide coverage for mandated benefits, no matter what the religious beliefs. Senator Patty Murray of Washington State sponsored the bill. She joins us from the Capitol. Senator, welcome.
Good to talk to you, Robin.
And what are you basing your bill on? The court said that the requirement violated the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act. You obviously don't feel that it did. So what are you basing your bill on?
We are basing our bill on the fact that the ruling was not a constitutional ruling. It was about legislation. And Congress has the ability to write legislation to correct that. That's exactly what we're doing to make it very clear that CEOs, closely held corporations, cannot claim religious beliefs and deny access to legally mandated health care coverage for people in America.
In other words, you're saying, and it's funny because there's a lot of debate in this country over existing law, you're saying, well, if it violated one law, the 1993 law, let's write another law.
That's correct. And we've done that before. The Lilly Ledbetter decision by the Supreme Court led Congress to rewrite the law to make sure that the intent of the Congress was clear and that we established a new precedent.
Well, the courts pointed out that the Obama administration could simply assign the coverage of contraception to a third-party insurance company, which is what happened when private religious institutions balked at the coverage. Why isn't that enough?
Well, we've been in very close contact with the administration and felt that the clear path forward on this was to pass legislation to make it very clear. Understand that since this ruling came down, there's been tremendous confusion across the country by women about what can be covered, is covered, might not be covered, where does my boss, my CEO stand? We want to make that very clear by passing legislation and enacting this.
Well, what do you think your chances are?
Well, I think this is an issue that is impacting, obviously, a huge amount of women. 99% of sexually active women in this country say that they have used or will use contraceptives. So this is an issue that impacts a lot of people. And I think if they stand up and make their voices heard, let their members of Congress know that we do have a chance to pass this.
But there's a Republican-controlled House right now. And your critics say that this is just an election year tactic to get women to the polls.
This is not about Democratic women. This is not just about Republican women. This is not about independent women. This is about women in this country having the ability to have their health care coverage covered. Many women are expressing strong surprise that in 2014, we have in this country now a Supreme Court decision that says that instead of it just being a decision by yourself and your doctor or your partner or your religion, this is now a decision where the person who signs your paycheck is in the room making the decision of whether you have access to health care or not. And I think that kind of feeling is very strong, and I'm hoping that will help us push this forward.
Well, what about the owners of companies who have their own sincerely held religious beliefs that they should not have to participate in somebody else's contraceptive care?
Well, let's reverse that question. Should you, when you're going out to apply for a job, ask what your corporation's religious beliefs are? Corporations aren't born with religious beliefs. People are. A corporation is a business entity, and I disagree with the Supreme Court's rulings that are moving us to a place that say corporations are people. I think that is very troubling.
Do you also worry about the cases that are in the pipeline in which for-profit companies are expressing that they don't want to cover any contraception care based on religious beliefs?
Well, absolutely. This ruling, if you take it at the basis, can open the door for any corporation to declare it's affiliated with a religion in the future and take away all kinds of different health care coverage for their patients.
Well, Senator, before we let you go, there's a semi-retired judge in Nebraska, a Republican appointee, by the way, Richard Kopf, who wrote in his blog that the Supreme Court did not have to make this decision, and he condemned it. He said five male Republican Catholics shouldn't be making decisions that affect women.
Well, I think it is noted by many that it was five men who made this decision, and the women on the court were strongly opposed to it.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington State, who again filed a bill yesterday to reverse the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision allowing closely held private corporations to deny contraceptive coverage to employees. Senator Murray, thank you.
Thank you very much.